Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli.
I think by now you've come to understand that Islam does have a lot to say as far as the economical side of a society is concerned. And the most important thing is that a Muslim must always remember the sensitivity of financial distribution. What do I mean by sensitivity of financial distribution? When it does come to you being an ultra-rich person, you need to take care of those who are underprivileged. And when you are a poor person, you know your position in life as well. As a poor person, you always need to have that sense of self-dignity and honor and know that you're going through a tribulation and a trial. And if you are a rich person, an affluent person, you also need to remember that you are going through a tribulation and a trial. Being poor or being rich are both ibtila'at from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the difference here is, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi says, al-faqru fakhri, that I'm honored to be someone who is from the underprivileged. And he always acted in that way as well. You know, even though Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam had Baytul Mal opened up for them, but the way they conducted themselves was always being not only in that level of middle range, but below middle range. So people who were on that level would be able to relate to the Ma'sumeen. And our ulama live exactly the same kind of lifestyle. You know, you read the history, the biography of our ulama, you can see how much financial restraints they lived in, how they would, their months would go and they wouldn't even see a piece of meat. But at the same time, they had Baytul Mal right there in front of them. And they would deprive themselves of it and also their family members and say, I'm going to be responsible for every cent that I spend on Judgment Day. Do we, as you know, who haven't got to that stage of being maraj at taqlid and things like that, and having the large access to Baytul Mal and things, do we also need to follow in these? Of course we do. Of course. Extravagance is haram. Wasting is haram. Greed is haram. All of these things are continuous reminders and shock treatments for us to remember that there is a more important thing that we need to do, and that's making sure that we have that fairness as far as distribution of wealth is concerned. And that's what Islam emphasizes on. You know, the higher you go financially, the more responsible you will be for taking care of others.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree,
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته برام گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
There are many lessons.
Of the book
by those prophets. And
eat, take some in your hand, and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Why is it, unfortunately, that they say, like, I'm not precise in the statistics that I'm mentioning, but from the top of my mind, I remember something like up to 80% of the world's wealth is owned by 2% of the world, something like that. You know, it's just unbelievable kind of statistics where, you know, there are people who earn millions a day, millions an a day, millions an hour, and there are other people who live off a dollar a day, hand to mouth, surviving on the brink of death, you know, when it comes to hunger. Where is that fairness in these kind of societies? And I think it all comes down to greed and tama. A person, you know, always wants more and more and more. And of course, dhulm as well, oppression. You know, why are you, you know, entitled to own something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to everyone, like minerals? You know, why can you mine and mine and mine as much as you have and avoid taxes and avoid all of these other things and, you know, allow these people to suffer financially because of your greed? And I think that's why Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli mentions the importance of the distribution of money, the distribution of wealth. When you look at in the Islamic system, Islamic economic system, you can see, for example, when it comes to treasures, when it comes to coins, when it comes to cattle, when it comes to, for example, grain and farming products, yields and things like that, there is a system put in place where, yes, you're able to expand, you're able to buy what you wish, you're able to live your life comfortably as well. But at the same time, you have an obligation towards those who are around you. And that's a beautiful thing. You know, that gives us that insaniya that we need, that gives us that level of staying humane and caring for others and having compassion, financial compassion for others. And we've mentioned this ayah before, I'll mention again. The Quran says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, len, you will never, len tanalul birr hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun. You will never attain righteousness until you give away that which you love the most. And that is, of course, money. And that's why the most difficult thing for us to do is give away money. And that's why, unfortunately, shaitan manipulates us in saying, well, no, it's not wajib for you. Why do you have to give money to someone else? What is that entitlement that someone else has for you? You did the work. You did your studies. You sweating because of all of the effort that you're putting in working. And then all of a sudden you need to go off and give it to someone, some random person that you don't even know. Of course, this is shaitan talking to us. And of course, when it comes to money, we love that the most. And that's why we want to cling onto it more than anything else. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams. hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.